This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden campaigns in Wisconsin today. White House correspondent Selena Wang is traveling with the president.
And I had a really interesting conversation with Congressman Mark Pocan. He's very, very critical of the campaign. He says they've already been making mistakes by not putting the president out there immediately after that disastrous debate, immediately doing unscripted moments and interviews. He says putting the president in front of a teleprompter in these official events is not the way to allay those doubts and concerns.
Selena Wang reporting. A judge's ruling striking down parts of Wisconsin's Act 10 public union law is likely headed to the state Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says putting UW police and state troopers in different categories violates the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection. Republicans say the judge is legislating from the bench. Police say they want people to keep looking for Elijah Vu. They say volunteers are one of the key pieces to their investigation. Elijah hasn't been seen since February after spending a few days with his mother's boyfriend. Investigators say the case is at a standstill. 988 has been the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number for 2 years, but people in Wisconsin who call only get help 77% of the time. Advocates say helpline operators could be better trained.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
Abigail Spangers runs a local helpline in La Crosse. People in Wisconsin who want to go sturgeon spearing next year can start applying now. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will pick 500 people to get a 2025 license. They'll be able to spear from Lakes Poygan, Winneconnie, or Butamore. The application deadline is August 1st. State troopers will be watching drivers from buses and large trucks in an upcoming campaign. Wisconsin is averaging 7,000 crashes a year over the last 5 years involving large commercial trucks. 70 people died. The campaign runs all next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources advises boaters that they will see more DNR conservation wardens and area law enforcement on the water now through July 6th as part of the National Operation Dry Water campaign. Alcohol is a leading factor in recreational boating fatalities, and 85% of those who drowned in boating accidents were not wearing life jackets. Operating a vessel while impaired is illegal on all bodies of water and can lead to serious injuries, death, and legal consequences. There's heightened awareness and enforcement of Operation Dry Water during the three-day weekend around the 4th of July. Wardens and other participating law enforcement agencies will educate boaters about safe boating practices. There's a blood drive today in Wisconsin Rapids. You can donate at VFW Post 2534 from 9 until 2 today. School supply donations are needed. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is gearing up for Stuff the Bus. They'll be at Lunch by the River on August 1st from 11:30 to 1. If it's raining, they'll be at the former East Junior High School. The top items needed this year include backpacks, notebooks and folders in plain colors, colored pencils, markers, highlighters, crayons, glue sticks, and scissors. You can drop off donations now at many businesses in the area, including schools and the United Way, or plan to bring your donation to the Stuff the Bus event on August 1st. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau has moved to a new location. They're now downtown in the former Bender Law Office. That's on the corner of 2nd Street North and Jackson Streets. They'll be open at their new location from 9 to 4:30 Monday through Friday and by appointment. The 4th of July holiday weekend is known for gathering of friends and family, grilling out, and for some, drinking alcoholic beverages. Excessive drinking, including binge drinking, is a significant preventable cause of death in the U.S. Monica Meinsberg is a substance use intervention coordinator with Aspirus Wausau Hospital. She said binge drinking amounts vary by gender.
Binge drinking is having four or more drinks in a 2 to 3 hour setting for men and three or more drinks for women in the same time period.
Monica said to make alcohol consumption safer during the 4th of July festivities, set a personal limit. Stay hydrated and eat nutritious food. be a responsible host and offer non-alcoholic drinks, plan transportation in advance, and remember that fireworks and alcohol do not mix. Always put safety first. Wisconsin Rapids is holding a community workshop to discuss the future of the foundry. The city has received an EPA Brownfields and Land Revitalization Grant for the foundry site, located at 330 9th Avenue South. It was formerly owned by Northern Steel Castings. Since the fire in 2016, the site has remained vacant. The community workshop will be held on July 11th at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Community members are invited to provide input into reuse options for the foundry. All are welcome to attend and participate. You can be a storm drain hero. With all the rain Wisconsin's been getting, storm drains and catch basins can become clogged with debris. Clearing those can prevent localized flooding in your neighborhood. Ready Wisconsin advises only doing so safely. Use a rake or shovel handle to clear the drain. If clearing it doesn't help, contact your local public works department. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers split the series in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a six-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the four-game series with the last-place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games, and that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up, and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. TikTok sensation Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Huck Tua girl, now has representation. It's about time. I still don't get the Huck part of the move. Seems kind of gross, but apparently some people think loogies are sexy. Welch signed with an agency called The Penthouse. Sounds about right. She is hoping to launch a career as a social media star after she showed the world how she does foreplay. Welch told the Plan Bree Uncut podcast she's grateful for the opportunity and says, "I say something silly and my life has changed. Isn't God great?" Country music star Zach Bryan is the latest to buy into the craze when he pulled Welch on stage during one of his concerts and she performed the move for the entire audience. We have so much to learn from Haley. When asked what her parents and family think, the Huck Tua girl said, "They know how I am because you never know what comes out of my mouth." Well, they do now, Haley. For what it's worth, that's the same sound someone makes when given the Heimlich maneuver. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 70 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, May see a little fog at times overnight. Our low 56 tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm possible and a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.